1349. The 20th of the 8th, 2024, Acro. I'm trying to sort out my PNC record on what's going on.
Welcome to Acro Criminal Records Office. Please have your reference number ready and wait for your call to be connected. Thank you. Advisors are currently busy. Someone will be with you shortly. Advisors are currently busy. Someone will be with you shortly. Our advisors are currently busy. Someone will be with you shortly. Our advisors are currently busy. Someone will be with you shortly. Our advisors are currently busy. Someone will be with you shortly. Advisors are currently busy. Someone will be with you shortly. All of our advisors are currently busy. Someone will be with you shortly. for holding. All of our advisors are currently busy. Someone will be with you shortly.
Hello, how are you doing, madam? May I take your name and details, please? And
if you could tell me what the query is first, please.
It's to do with information held by ACRO in my my personal data.
Okay, could you give me the information then, please?
Can you give me your details? Can you tell me what member of staff I'm working for?
Sorry?
Can you tell me what member of staff I'm talking to, please? What customer services? What's your name, please?
We don't give out our name. Can I take your name, please, sir?
My name's easy. I would like to ask first, in all fairness, and I would like to know the person that I'm talking to so I can identify you in relation to this if I need to, if it may be necessary, for the information that you're going to provide me or the way that you're going to handle my case representing the company that you're representing. So please, can you identify yourself so we can continue with the conversation, and I will tell you my problem of cause, and I'll tell you my name, I'll tell you today's date, if I tell you any other information that you may want me to relay to you afterwards. Please, can you identify yourself by a number or by that ACRO will understand, or by your name?
My caller number is 17555.
Thank you for that information, madam. My name is Mr. Cordell, Simon Paul Cordell. My Christian name is Paul, and I'm phoning in regards to data that's held by ACRO and by the Metropolitan Police and Hertfordshire Police. I have obtained copies of my record from yourselves, and I've done that in 2017, 21, and also further. And that says that I have 68 arrests inside of it. I have a copy of my PNC printout that the police print out of the computers when they want to take me to court, which only has my convictions inside of it and my plea dates inside of it. For some reason, when my mum sent you a copy, so the ACRO department, of the convictions printed out by the police to take to court with CPS, of the 31 convictions, and she contended 6 of them being real. She went to the courts, and the courts have agreed that they are not in their registries and should never have been involved in the 31 guilty convictions. Now, I've overlooked at the documentation, the PNC printout of convictions, and it says that the plea dates... It says the plea dates only in there, and the court date. Now, when I look at the printout that was made in 2017, the plea date, the offence dates are the same as the plea dates. And if so, someone in ACRO has forged my complete criminal record when my mum gave them a copy of the 2014 printout, and they've made every entry in there completely forged. They've added dates at the end of my entries. Now, you keep telling me to hand this information back to the police force that done this to me, but they're the ones that have committed gross misconduct. And every time I contact them, they send the mental health services to my address to get me mentally assessed. I've won every assessment, and I've now stripped the doctors of their notes as well, the Rio notes, and I've combined them with the police notes and all the recordings I have of ACRO, and I've made a diary. Now, I've got condemning evidence, and I can prove that I am scared. I'm in fear of reappraisals, of going back out or listening to the advice that you are giving me on the phone to contact the forces that forged these paperworks in the beginning. I'm told it's not you lot or the courts that put these entries onto the computer systems. It is the police officers involved in the case. If they lose the case after the court battles, they go back to the police stations and they update the ACRO system. So you are by telling me to tell the whole of my record from 97 all 68 arrests, any of the convictions in there, the 31 convictions, all the offence dates are the same as the plea dates. And so it's say like my offence date, I committed the offence on say today, and I got at 7 o'clock tonight. Then if I look in the printout, which is just my plea dates. Now I would never have noticed this because when I was looking at the conviction notes, the 31 convictions, theft by finding is all in capital words, and then it will continue with on the so and so date you done this and plea not known. So you couldn't tell whether that was that. So now we spoke to the AI, we spoke to other legal departments, and we spoke to the courts, and everyone said the only thing that will be in that printout is the plea dates and the court arrival dates. It's impossible. So I'm scared to even go outside my own house anymore, and I can't phone up the police like you're telling me that I've done this. Someone in the ACRO department, someone in the police stations have updated my whole record and used the printout from 2014, took all the offence dates, and then made an ACRO report for me and sent that to my mum in 17.
What? No, so we can't amend anything we only have access to the PNC.
Yeah,
so
you do.
The report we sent you is just the report. So if you've applied to us for your subject access, which obviously that is your... so basically that gives you the report that you've asked for. That is everything that's held about you on the police.
Yeah, that's correct.
Computer. So, and as I say, so unfortunately we aren't able to change anything.
Yeah, I believe
so,
you, but the police are...
So unfortunately, my colleagues have been correct in the past when they have advised you that unfortunately it is only the local force that recorded that information. So they are the ones that have recorded it on the system. I appreciate, obviously, you don't feel...
It's a danger in my life.
...back to them now because, yeah, exactly, that you feel that... obviously that this is being...
If you used to go to my website, madam, and go to a horrific... If you, I've got a website called horrificcorruption.com, and on horrificcorruption.com, on the homepage, I'm just building now, you can go down on the homepage and you'll see the proper text. You can see the links to the PNC files. Because I was used to train Michael Caronco for his work experience. So he was a civil solicitor when he met me, and I had a big friend network. I was very young. He decided to train to be a criminal solicitor, so I become his Project X's work experience. So they gave me a list of rules and to follow, and I would never get a criminal record. So I ended up with loads of no further actions. Then he hired Josephine Ward and I become her Project X. So I ended up with, like, at my 68 arrests, all of them were no further actions. So under the retention to data policy, they get deleted out of the system. So when my mum's handed them the form from 2012, and they've looked, all that's in there is the 6 frauded cases. So someone's gone back in and used all the plea dates from the printout in 14 and added everything back in there again. So now all the plea dates, like if you look at my convictions for 81, if theft is much shorter than taking a motor vehicle, so theft will be in capital, then there's a massive blank space, then on the line below it say on in capitals, so and so date plea not known. So you know definitely that's theft, and you know definitely that the plea date, that is only the plea date, not the offence date. But then someone's, because when it's longer, like theft, but you can't tell because they've not abbreviated it and it's all in capital, so you can't say whether that date means that was the offence date or the plea date. But when we check the court record and everyone else, they've all said that is definitely the plea dates, and those offence dates should not be the same as those plea dates, and with the time on them, that would mean that the whole record is forged. This is, they're refusing to do anything about it, and you are holding the record, so somewhere someone has to do something. Is there not someone that you can pass this along to that can make this go further, rather than me passing it back to the criminals that have done it and letting them send people to my house to get me again?
So the other thing you can do is if you send an email to our record deletion department, let them explain all of that in the email. They would be the best ones to advise you who to contact or where to go from here on forward. But unfortunately, as I say, we only have access to those records. records. We can't change them. It's only the local forces that actually add the details to the PNC. So I would maybe, as I say, unfortunately, I don't think there is anything we can do to obviously, but certainly if you email the record deletions team, have you got their
I wrote to them and asked them specific questions in regards to New Light Life, and they made it quite clear that I can write to them in circumstances of no further actions that I've won, and lots of, and to preliminary warnings or cautions, yeah. And they will delete all these happily out of the system without me contacting the force. It's if I contend a conviction in court, I have to write to the force itself that made that there. So if I write to you lot now and ask them to delete all of these no further actions, that they're deleting all of the evidence of harassment, because out of the whole lot of it, every single one of them, you look at my record, I've won every single case since I was a child, yeah, apart from the forged entries, and they're all I've had to write a year and a half bail conditions for every single, all of my life I've been on curfew. I'm never allowed to go back out on a Friday or Saturday now because of the conditions, and I think in my whole life I've only ever been allowed out 1 year, and I don't even have a criminal record as far as I'm concerned. And as far as a lot of, and every time every copper's looking at all this paperwork, they're seeing all these, and they think it's a big game to chase me about, and it's not my fault two solicitors use me for their work experience.
No, no. So the other thing maybe is to go back to the solicitors and ask them to advise you. Obviously, I don't know. But unfortunately, there isn't anything we can do, and I don't really know where to advise you from here on forward as to who to. So, as I say,
I'm going to write to Sir Stamina. I'm going to write to the president. I've already got a letter in the homepage of Horrific Corruption that's being drafted now, and I'm going to get into. I'm going to ask him in polite to overview and monitor as I CC all of the companies, ACRO, the police, the whole lot of you, the doctors in one. Because in all of the notes, they're saying that you're all in joint circular. And we're going to meet. Send the doctors in joint circular, and all of these cases that I've won and forged applications. And as far as I'm concerned, you are all together, you're working together, and you know, I'm the one that's suffering. I'm one person on my own here for you all to view, so as far, and you're trying to isolate yourself separately. But the whole reason that you are getting your wage is so that enterprise can look a bit neater. At the end of the day, the reason that the files were put into the ACRO building was so that they were not kept in the same building as them, so they were independent. So the general public's misled that's really happening, the power from the police have been taken away from them being able to forge these criminal records and do all that. You think that the courts are updating the ACRO systems, but it's not. It's the same police officers and same CPSs that are chasing these us around on the streets in the beginning just to get their statistics, or because they have their own prejudice or own beliefs. You know, it's unfair what I've been put through in my life now, and I want something done about it. In all honesty, I'm going to contact everybody as a whole, because I believe that you're all as much to blame as each other, and I'm just going to finish doing that. I appreciate your time today,
right,
and thank you, madam.
All right.
Have a good
day.
Goodbye.
Bye bye.